You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario since 1922. Find and follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up in this week's special community takeover of our airwaves, we're talking and spinning tunes with Claire LaPlante, chapter lead of the Kingston Basketeers. Since 2019, this local chapter of the volunteer-run group has invited community members to assemble and donate baskets filled with new household and personal care items for women leaving emergency shelters. These baskets, filled with practical necessities and thoughtful comforts, are distributed through Kingston Interval House to women beginning a new chapter. Register to donate a basket for this year's collection, with drop-off scheduled for Saturday, November 22nd from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. at the Invista Center. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and on this week's community takeover of the airwaves, we have Claire from the Kingston Basketeers. Welcome to the program, Claire.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Kingston Basketeers, tell us about your group. Who are you and what do you do?
So Kingston Basketeers is one chapter of, it's a volunteer project. So it kind of started years ago in Toronto. And the idea is really simple. It's just community members get together, put together laundry-sized baskets of new items. And then those baskets are given to women who are in shelter situations, specifically after having left abuse and violence. And the baskets kind of go to them around the holidays when they're either in the shelter or ready to move into second stage housing or, you know, move to a new home or apartment. And it's just kind of a helpful gift that sort of gives them a place to start, gives them an encouraging message from the community. And it's just kind of a nice tradition for people to get together and do that maybe as a team or instead of like a holiday gift exchange. So it's just kind of a very easy way to give back to your community during the holiday season.
Right. And more meaningful than maybe the $25 gag gift that you're giving your coworker, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So how did you get involved with the group and what's your role?
So it kind of just started years ago. I used to live in Kitchener and I had a friend who was always, every holiday season, she'd be kind of asking people to donate items for these baskets. And then she would take them to Toronto and she was helping out the chapter of basketeers there. And over the years, I'd always hear about this big drop-off day where people would bring in their baskets and then they would get trucked to all these different shelters in the GTA. So I always tried to contribute. And then I moved back home to Kingston and I said, you know what, I'm just going to help my local chapter when she reached out. And then I looked it up and I realized there wasn't one here. So it just seemed like a really good opportunity to try to do something new and, you know, something that could help out Kingston a little bit. And then I reached out to Kingston Interval House to see if they wanted to partner with me to kind of launch the chapter. And they were excellent, willing partners. So we've just kind of been going from there. And now we're in our sixth year.
Okay, great. That was going to be my next question. Yeah. So 6 years, what's the growth been like in that time? Like how many members are there in the Kingston community right now?
Well, it kind of changes from year to year. I think we sort of started very small. I think the first year I was just kind of getting my feet wet and I reached out to friends and family and had like six baskets or something. And then the years following that, I've done different kind of partnerships, sometimes with, you know, local hockey teams, sometimes with a realty group, and the numbers have grown pretty steadily. So average now every year, I'd say we get about 50 to 60 baskets, and folks also can donate money for gift cards, which also get donated to the women. And I'd say year over year, like we've gone from a few hundred dollars in gift cards, now we're up to about $2,000. So it's been pretty steady growth. And I think we've also reached a number that works for the shelter. They typically, if we reach those numbers, they'll have a basket to give to every woman that comes through in that year.
Right. How many roughly is that serving? So you said about 60 baskets a year?
About 60 baskets a year. When I started doing it, they said they might have 100 people every year. So mm-hmm. I think between the baskets and between getting, you know, a gift card to go to Walmart or whatever to buy some necessities, it's on average about 100 people a year.
Okay.
And that's Kingston and Frontenac County as well, right, that is serving.
So a bit of room for growth, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. We also have some music that we're going to play throughout this episode, and I hear that your kids helped put this playlist together, so we're going to be hearing some K-pop Demon Hunters, because big Canadian production, actually, which is very cool. So we'll hear a couple songs, and then we'll be back in a moment. And we are back with Claire from Kingston Basketeers. We were talking about what you do, which is assembling these gift baskets for women who are going through Interval House. What are sort of the day-to-day activities? Like, I imagine collection, and then there's putting the baskets together. What do volunteers do aside from giving if they want to help out?
Well, I do an annual drop-off day, which I'm always happy to have volunteers come by. And it can look like anything from, you know, holding the doors for somebody coming in with a laundry basket in their arms to helping at the end of the day, loading up the cars that then we take everything down to a shelter. Sometimes I'll have volunteers that'll just come in and bring like coffee and cookies for the people dropping off baskets, and just that kind of entices them to stay and chat. Sometimes I have volunteers that will be there to help kind of assemble and wrap baskets on the spot, which is super helpful. So sometimes people will just bring in a few items and we'll kind of have to work them into a basket that might make sense for somebody. So yeah, we'll just have people there kind of labeling, keeping track of everything that's coming in. And yeah, occasionally I'll just have people kind of do a little bit of spreading the word and a little bit of, you know, publicity helping me out if it's just doing a presentation at their office or something like that. So like I said, it's a pretty simple idea, but there are certainly a lot of ways that you can help out.
It sounds like a lot of different opportunities for people with different time commitments and skill levels.
Yes.
I mean, there are the people that love gift wrapping, but there are people that would probably rather do a coffee run or hold the door open. And so that's lots of little ways people can help out.
Certainly.
You've mentioned now that you have this drive coming up on November 22nd. If people want to give or if they want to help out on that day, how do they get involved?
So if you're listening and you're thinking of putting together a basket, getting some friends together, there's lots of time to do that. You could register your basket at basketeers.org. You just look up the Kingston chapter, and that just gives me an idea of kind of what numbers to expect. And then, you know, if you've got a group of friends, get together, sort of decide if you're going to do a household basket or a personal care themed basket. Everybody can go out and get a couple of items and then just wrap it up, put a list on it of what's inside. Some people leave, you know, notes of encouragement in there, which is really nice for the women receiving them. And then the basket can just get dropped off at our drop-off day on November 22nd. Other than that, you can email me at kingston@basketeers.org if you feel like volunteering that day. I think I've already got a couple of Queen students that reached out, so that's really great. And I will definitely find some things to do for you on November 22nd.
Okay, so we're going to listen to a couple more songs that you've sent us, and then we'll be back in a moment. And we are back again. If you're just tuning in, we are talking with Claire from Kingston Basketeers about their upcoming drive on November 22nd. This is giving gift baskets to women in the community via Interval House. Are there ways to help out year-round? Because I know like November 22nd would be a big event for you, but I can imagine there's a ton that happens behind the scenes throughout the year and in the lead up to this. Are you looking for people to help you out there, or are you sort of spearheading it by yourself?
I mean, right now throughout the year, it is a seasonal campaign. So it's pretty quiet outside of, I kind of gear up in the fall and then we have our sort of culmination on November 22nd. And usually there's a little bit of admin work or collecting extra baskets after that. But the best thing I can say is if you do get involved this year, try to recruit people and talk about it throughout the year, because I know it does become kind of a tradition for groups of friends or teams or offices. And I'll hear stories of people being like, oh, there was these items on clearance at Walmart or wherever that would be perfect for a basket in July. And they're stockpiling them so that they can create their baskets in the off season. So I'd say just spreading the word is kind of the biggest thing that we can ask for. And of course, I always get the odd inquiry about, you know, other donations sort of during the off season. And you can easily just reach out to Kingston Interval House directly to see if they have need for anything in kind of the spring and summer months when we're not as active, or even reaching out to them directly to volunteer, because I know we're pretty closely tied. Like the days that we're doing the drop off, Kingston Interval House volunteers will also help us unload the baskets. So kind of any help for them from the community is also the same cause that we're working towards, and we all help each other out.
So how can people find out like what you're looking for, what they want to give? Do you have social media, things like that?
Yeah, so we're on Instagram and Facebook, and there's also lists on the website too. So I usually post lists kind of on the social media of examples of things that are helpful in the baskets. Typically I'll tell people to choose a theme, either household or personal care. It just helps the shelter sort of deliver the baskets to the right people, because they can kind of judge who might need something that's a little more of a gifty versus some, you know, maybe a woman that has a couple of kids that could really use the household items. But I do have lists posted on all of those outlets that have typical items you could put in a household basket. It can be, you know, some people do like a kitchen theme and go full on plates, cutlery, kitchen utensils, things like that, that if you're moving into an apartment that has nothing or almost nothing, small appliances like toasters, a little coffee maker, all those things go a really long way for somebody who's in theory left their home without being able to bring much other right. than, you know, their clothes or a backpack or their kids with them and that's it, they're gone. So anything like that, I always like to tell people it's a good initiative because it lets you kind of put yourself in someone else's shoes. So if you actually think like, okay, what would I do in that situation? What would the first thing I would grab be? It wouldn't be a toaster. It would certainly be your overnight bag or whatever. So then just really taking a minute to think about what you'd like to have as kind of a starter kit if you're right. starting over is a good exercise in sort of figuring out what to put in your basket, but definitely a good exercise in just empathy and putting yourself in somebody else's shoes as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the things that you take for granted. And it seems like maybe a good exercise is pay attention to your morning routine, bathroom routine. Like, what are you using? Toothbrushes, toothpaste, definitely. Mouthwash, moisturizer, those kinds of things that you do take for granted.
Yeah.
And as you say, like both for comfort and for just practicality. You mentioned that there are student volunteers. So students, if you're listening and you're interested, this is a great opportunity to get involved, get some of your volunteer hours if that's something you're looking for as well. Obviously, community members too. And I think the relationship and the encouragement to get involved with Interval House is valuable as well. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that people that do both get an opportunity to better understand what clients are looking for as well and what they can need. And you don't have to make the basket by yourself, right? Like you mm-hmm. don't have to buy a basket and do a beautiful wrapping job. If you just have items that you want to drop off, you can do that too.
Yep. We're not picky. And I know every year things are getting more expensive. So if I have had people reach out and say, look, I can't afford to do a whole basket this year, is it okay if I just bring a few items by? I mean, I've had people just drop stuff off at my house and I will kind of collect it over time and put it into something. So as long as the items are new and we ask that you don't put in anything perishable, no sized clothing, just to make it as flexible as possible for the people receiving the baskets. As long as you keep those things in mind, we're happy to accommodate anything. And, you know, if people do want to deliver or donate cash, I use every dollar to go and get gift cards for places like Giant Tiger, Dollarama, Walmart, Canadian Tire, just places that are easy to get a few different things from a few different categories. If, you know, you have one day where you can go out and shop to get something for your new apartment or whatever. So there are a lot of opportunities and kind of just different ways to contribute.
Okay. And if people do want to give cash, if that's the easiest thing for them, is that something that they can send via e-transfer? Is there a way on your website for people to make those donations?
Yep. E-transfer is the easiest way. Just an e-transfer to kingston@basketeers.org. And then I periodically just go and buy all of those gift cards that the shelter has identified as the most useful for the women. So I think this year, like I said, we're up to almost $2,000 in gift cards, which is huge. So it just gives a lot of flexibility for what the shelter is able to do for different women at different times.
Right. Just filling in those gaps as they come up.
Exactly.
So, and we're going to listen to a little bit more music and then we're going to be back for another couple of minutes. All right. And we're back. We're just wrapping up our conversation here with Claire from Kingston Basketeers. Claire, is there anything else you want to add? Anything you want to say?
Sure. So I would just reiterate that if you do feel like registering a basket and bringing that into our drop-off day, it's coming up soon on November 22nd at the Invista Center from 10 to noon. You can reach out with any questions about what to put in your basket or drop-off details. Email me at kingston@basketeers.org. If you're interested in volunteering, you can reach out the same way. But overall, I would just say I really want to thank Kingston. This community has been incredibly supportive of this very sort of small niche venture into helping the community, but it has been supported very strongly every year. A lot of that is from people in the Queens community. So thanks again, and I hope to see you on November 22nd.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Claire, for coming in and for talking to us about Kingston Basketeers. So again, check out their website, check out their social media, and mark November 22nd in your calendar, 10 till noon. Got a 2-hour window there where you can give and make a big difference for a lot of people this holiday season.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.